soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 11, 2020. This is a woe to the Christ-rejecting hypocrites of churchianity. When I say church-going, I'm speaking of those that have determined within themselves to reject Jesus Christ as the Lord, as the instructor, as the master, as the head. They're error-embracing hypocrites, following men and esteeming them over themselves, despite that Jesus has given clear commands against this custom. Only Jesus is to be over the people. He said, "Be not called great teacher or rabbi or leader." That's in Matthew 23. You can read 3 through verse 12, verses 8 and 10 specifically. Hear this word to you. Now hear this, you stiff-necked, hard hearts, rebels of religion. You are supposed to recognize the grievance of the Lord against churchianity. Religious motions without spiritual substance, plastic fruit, synthetic, fake, imposters, and counterfeit Christians. Trees without fruit, dead, no life that is in Christ, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Winds without rain, words without sincerity, speaking of Jesus Christ, but denying him by their words, deeds, and intent of the heart for anything but him. Woe! He spoke, he showed, he revealed. His word was plain and clear. His voice beckoned continually, but no. You preferred your own comforts of the violin of master teachers you've set up, your exalted, lofty, eloquent pillow preachers. They've sold you out. They have stolen your heritage and pointed you the wrong way. You allowed it. In this hour, an hour of unprecedented events of deception, delusion, and destruction, you believe the multitude of lies, mystery virus, COVID-19, the global government operation underway, mask wearing, social distancing, and all the fear-mongering of lying spokespersons from secular to pseudo-spiritual. This is the grand delusion. God said he would send it, signed, sealed, and delivered. Open your mail, read it, and be deceived. You refused the truth and chose the lie. And it was all written in the scriptures. If you were a mere newbie baby in Jesus, without any spiritual senses developed, and like all newborns, you rely on others to care for you, it's one thing. But there's no excuse for those who day after day, month after month, and year after year, feast on spiritual junk food and pablum of men. You're spiritually sick and weak, diseased, degenerate, and deceived. You believe the lies, multitude of lies. You hated the purity of the truth. You despise the exhortation of the Lord and his reproof, and hence you are now in the snare to one degree or another. You followed not the Lord, who is the light. You followed men, women, and institutional systems of religion that led you into darkness. They love the darkness, and hence they hate the light. They censor the Lord. They disguise themselves as master craftsmen of the trade, cunning, skilled, able. They lied in wait to deceive. Gotcha! Got you! They muse. They stand on stages performing before you. You supported their efforts. You paid them. You hated the Lord. You sided against him. You were firm in your stance, with fists against heaven, fingers in your ears, hearts adamant as stone. You refused the Lord. Your divided heart is as a map of endless freeways going every which way but straight. You confused monster. You're a bearded lady freak rejected by Jesus who chooses a pure, chaste virgin as his bride. No whore, no worldly slut. God gave you grace, but you chose iniquity. God gave you truth, but you preferred your song and dance of deception. God gave you time, but you squandered it, wallowing in the mire of the world. Your house is burning, but you toast marshmallows and eat hors d'oeuvres of cheese and delicacies. Your world is burning down, but you think it will pass. You sing and dance wildly to a false tune of mistaken reality, like those who chose to have one more drink and dance on this sinking luxury liner Titanic. You refuse the need of a broken heart and prostrate low before the Lord. You continue on in your make-believe manner instead of recognizing the fallen state of the world and you. You are the world. You are the salt without saltness and savor. And Jesus says you're good for nothing. Not even the soil or dung heap is worthy of you. Men will trample you underfoot, Jesus says. You made your choice and you will get what you deserve. God is not mocked by your silly hypocrisy and masterful acts of piety. Woe unto you. You're only to be thrown out. He throws you out. Do you even care? You truly think Jesus is a nuisance. You jest, come on, Jesus, get over it. Lighten up. You're at odds with the king. You truly hate him. If you were only there, you would have sighed in relief as Jesus gave up the spirit on the cross. You might not have hammered the nails into his hands or feet, nor crowned him with thorns, or even jabbed his side with a spear, but you would have watched gladly as he passed into death for a time. You are a co-conspirator. You are one with his enemies. You don't think so, but he knows so. The time of exposure is here. God is exposing. He is the light. He is in the light. And all that is not is being shown for what it is. It is what it is. You're either in or out. You're either righteous or unrighteous. You're either in Christ or not. You chose. God knows. The world is on fire of judgment, but you sit on couches and beds of pillowy comforts of deceit. Your elite spokesmen have lulled you to sleep. They've given you the elixir of delusion. You do not recognize the depth of delusion that is underway. You think these times are a mere inconvenience. You embrace rituals of falsehood as wearing a mask for your protection. Silly, goofy, false. What a lie. You show your unbelief by heralding hope for vaccines and governmental rescue. Jesus said it before, and he says it again, you fools and blind. You fail to see that it is God judging the world, just as he said he would do. He said, I will punish the world for their evil. I will send strong delusion and choose it for them. I called, but they wouldn't hear. I spoke, but you would not listen. You chose what I delighted not. Therefore, I will choose your delusion for you. I am God. Fear me. But you say no by your thoughts, your deeds, and actions. You've denied me long enough by your hypocritical manners. I hate it. It is detestable to my holiness, the Lord says. The Lord is drawing the line. All must make their stand. Either stand with the Lord or fall from the Lord. It's your choice.